into productive society.
All right. Who do we have waiting in the wings for us here this morning?
We have, courtesy of Visit Emporia, Director Leland Daines is our morning show guest here right now.
Leland, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing wonderful.
Glad to hear that. Always good to talk to Leland. Leland was in with his Spanish speaker's hat on yesterday during Talk of Emporia.
That's
with
right.
A lot of interesting information, as always. And on the Visit Emporia front there, Leland, will be a lot of visiting happening here shortly.
I was listening to the two of you talking about kind of what's coming up on the horizon here this week. And so I guess I'll push out another week and just ask Emporians to hold on to your hats, because starting the first weekend of May and then continuing on about through the end of June, we're going to have a lot of folks in town. That opening weekend in May, we'll see the Dynamic Disc Open, the La Grind Gravel Race, Cinco de Mayo Festival, and then that Sunday to close out a big weekend will be the Goodway Gardens event with the first ever How Hoist. So that's to kick things off for this spring season.
That's a huge weekend.
Whoa,
right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's going on? You're right. Deep breath time right there. So, yeah. So, a lot to get involved with, and a lot of activities for everyone to get involved with. A big weekend coming up to kick off the month of May. Wow. So
that's just it, and there's a little something for everything. No matter if you're looking for something a little bit quieter, like bringing out the lawn chairs and listening to live music at the Goodway Gardens, if you're wanting a downtown festival in Cinco de Mayo, if you're into the disc golf stuff, whether you participate or simply want to spectate or even want to volunteer, there's a way to get involved with any of these activities. And like I said, that's literally just the tip of the iceberg. Following that opening weekend in May, you'll see things like graduations kicking off, Unbound Gravel, of course, on the horizon, Division II Track Nationals there in May, mid-May, Shrine Bowl coming in June, and then, of course, the Masters World Disc Golf Championships. So there's a string of national and international level events coming to our community over the next couple months. And I definitely want to get people thinking about, what does that mean for you as a community member? If you have a small business in town, think about how you can get engaged. Reach out to us. You can contact us through visitemporia.com or come visit us down at the Chamber of Commerce where our office is, and talk about ways to get involved and get engaged with these visitors that we'll see in our community soon.
What about Airbnb opportunities, Leland? A lot of people checking into that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did a talk night back in February, and we had a packed house of about 40 individuals that wanted to learn more. You don't have to wait till we have a special meeting. If you're interested in wanting to know how you can help house some of these many travelers that are coming to our community, reach out again and have a conversation with us if you've got questions on that.
Speaking of that here, Leland, what is the need right now that you see for Airbnbs over the next, let's just say, 6 weeks specifically, getting us into the middle of June?
Well, this would certainly be the highest need. That need, it does spike up for these big event weekends, but then it's not as consistent throughout the year. So we certainly advise folks, we recommend people that are thinking about only doing this a handful of times, this would be the season for that. There's not as much demand for those type of lodging opportunities throughout the rest of the year. our normal inventory usually satisfies the demand when we don't have the big event weekends. But if folks are looking for a way to both benefit the community, because Airbnbs do capture transient guest tax dollars that go back into the city for reinvestment into the community, they can even put a little bit of dollars in their own pockets. So it's really a win-win situation if that's a way that you want to get involved in providing lodging. And it's more than just the transient guest tax. When we capture those people and keep them in our community, they're shopping in our shops, they're dining in our restaurants, they're paying sales tax, those types of things. Now, something like Unbound Gravel, obviously we can't capture every person. Those folks inevitably need to stay outside of our community. We simply don't have the capacity. You know, that event brings 12,000 plus people to our community. However, we still want to attempt to capture as many as we can and keep those dollars right here in Emporia.
And yeah, it can be a pretty profitable week for folks that get this done
certainly
and
can
offer up a lodging for participants coming in for Unbound Gravel. So check in with Visit Emporia, and they can send you and head you in the right direction. So what about the interest for the Howe Hoist, Leland? Do we?
I'm seeing some video stuff up there now. Yeah,
they are. You know, we expect a small crowd for year one, much like the early days of Unbound Gravel, where we all only saw 34 riders out of a parking lot. I think, but the vibes are similar. There's a lot of curiosity, and we're already being contacted by interested individuals outside of Emporia. There's a gym in Kansas City that specializes in the strong person competitions, the strongmans, and things like that. And they are really interested. They're bringing a full crew down to join us. So we very intentionally want this thing to grow slowly, like other things have, to understand how the event works. But for folks that aren't aware, the Howe Hoist, of course, is a rock lifting competition. It's a challenge, a personal challenge, much like riding, whether it be 25 miles or 350 miles of Flint Hills gravel has become. We want to pay homage to one of the original founders or, you know, early members of our Emporia community, Richard Howe, over there at the Howe House. And we think that this is going to be an exciting event that will grow in the years to come. There's already a lot of initial curiosity and interest. And so we expect a few dozen people to participate this first year.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Leland.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia with us here this morning. 6:54, 56 degrees. Good morning.
A few years back, I sold my car that I really loved to a friend who needed one. She didn't know much about how to take care of a car, so I was a little worried about my baby. A few months later, I bumped into her and asked how the car was.